Hi, Libby.
Hi.
We haven't seen each other for, I don't know, a long time.
Quite a long time.
And we first met up, I guess, 10, 12 years ago.
Probably as long ago as that.
When you were working at Community Action Network.
That's right.
And now what are you doing? Global Links.
Global Links Initiative. And we're linking together all sorts of grassroots organisations, 1,500 of them in 72 different countries, all able to share their information and their best practice and their stories via our website.
And we were talking about how difficult it is in this really very buzzy social media environment, where I think the people that get it are going, I've got too much, and the people that don't get it are going, I don't want to get in there. So how do we help people do just enough?
I think that's right, and it is an increasing challenge now because the possibilities seem to be almost endless, but it's finding what's appropriate. And some of our networkers have to get on a bus, go into town, and then pay money on an internet cafe to actually get online. So in that kind of environment, all this whizzy, you know, broadband-enabled stuff, is that even possible for them, and should we be encouraging them to get there or not? It is quite a big question.
But what is working for them? What have they got in their pocket? What are they actually doing?
Well, quite a number of them are being very inventive because they're using their mobile phones and sending little clips onto YouTube. So it is incredible what can be done if you just think small and not try to get too sophisticated.
Well, we're trying using a small device, an iPhone here, in a noisy environment, see if it works out. But we must have further chats about what we can do good stuff here.
Lovely to see you.